Yes, it was the final news story that I thought was rather funny.
I ran out of time.
Yes, but this is breaking news. A fisherman in Belarus was bitten to death by a beaver.
and that's the story. Okay.
I didn't think I could get it out without laughing. And all he was doing was...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bitten by a beaver.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4220 of the BFO for Monday the 8th of April 2024, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and y'all, I've missed a very important celebration, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're cages today because y'all, later tonight, it is the finals of the men's sports ball tournament. And y'all, as I do every year, on the day that the final game is played, y'all, at the end of that game, they always play the song One Shining Moment, and they show clips of, you know, the highlights and the lowlights and the Cinderella moments and the, and, you know, just all kinds of things at the end of it. And y'all, it's always one of my favorite parts of the tournament. Y'all won't be able to see it this year because, you know, Big Fatty cut the cable. And Anyway, I won't be able to see Ernie Johnson, and the crew there, but y'all, I'm gonna play that song for you, and y'all, this is just the second half of that song. It's a long song, but this is the second half that I'm gonna play for you is the part that that most people will recognize. So y'all, at the end, just sit back and enjoy a special little song. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, it's strange how things just seem to, it seems to be more than just a coincidence. Y'all, on Sunday morning, I received a testimonium from that Randy and Tom up there in the Pennsylvania, and y'all, they were visiting a place called Beaverville or something like that. It's Beaver County, and y'all, they went to a Wendy's, and y'all, and a Wendy's fast food place, and y'all, they had a sign in there, and y'all, it's gonna be the show art for today's little show, and y'all, I'm going to make this an annual show art, because y'all, on Sunday, and this is what I missed, y'all, on Sunday, as I was told by listener Tom, he says, let me just see, where is it? Big Fatty, we don't know. Well, I don't see it now. But anyway, Tom said that, he says, I'm sure you already know this, but y'all, Sunday, April the 7th is International Beavers Day. And, y'all, I just, and so I thought, well, this is very interesting. It's International Beavers Day, and, Wendy's had a sign, that's the show art. So y'all, you gotta go look at the show art. And it's going to become the International Beavers Day sign for the future. And I found a clip with Wendy of Cocktails and Kerfuffles talking about a beaver. Big Fatty, that's great! Dear Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the For Right little show. And y'all, nothing great interest happened on Thursday. Quite an average evening. Y'all, I didn't see the Nip at all last week. I think he was in Funky Town. Oh yes, Big Fatty. It's time to go to Funky Town. On for right, y'all, my handyman came, and oh, Big Fatty, was it the muscly one? No, not gentleman call a handyman. Oh. Well, that's very different, yes. Y'all, he came and completed the job working on the backstairs of the porch here at the villa. And y'all, I have to say, I had some consternation. Big Fatty, did you take something for it? A stool loosener? Consternation, what is that? Constipation. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, it is very different. But y'all, he finished the job, did a very nice job, and so got that finally taken care of. It's been weighing heavy. Oh, Big Fatty's mind. And so, y'all, my two projects for villa improvements have been completed. Y'all, just in time. Just in time, because next Sunday, y'all, it's the villa anniversarium next Sunday. Y'all, the villa, I will have been living in the villa 9 years. And so, y'all, I can't believe it. Just can't believe it. Yes, Big Fatty, will there be cake? There may be. Y'all, we were having brofkas for supper on for right. And just when you think all the plans are prepared and ready, this happens. Y'all, earlier in the week, I always put out the menu and what the cost is for everybody for right and fatties. And y'all, then I say, okay, who's coming? And y'all, the first to respond is always Granny. And his response was TBD. To be determined. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that's all about. But so, y'all, I called him. I did a FaceTime with him. And I said, all right, Granny, what do you mean to be determined? And y'all, evidently on Tuesday evening, he had to go to the emergency room because he was having trouble breathing. Yes, Big Granny. Y'all, Granny was a big old smoker for many, many years. And y'all, he still does those puffer things, the vaping. And y'all, he's got the COPD. Oh, Big Fatty, is that the Colorado Police Department? No. Anyway, so y'all, he was having trouble breathing. And so he went to the Doc-in-a-Box emergency room and... They gave him an inhaler, and and some steroids, and y'all, he was sitting in the car. He had to take his brother to the eye doctor. Yes, Big Fatty, he couldn't see. He's having his eyes checked. Big Fatty should have checked his head too. But anyway, so y'all, he was struggling a little bit just sitting in the car, and he says, "I'll probably be okay by four." And y'all, four. Morning, get a message from Granny. Not gonna be able to make it. And so y'all, it was just me and the Nip and Durwood and young Nicholas for breakfast. Y'all, we had steak and scrambled eggs and hash brown potatoes and grits. And and y'all, and for dessert, peanut butter cookies. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just a lovely evening. And later on, young Jonathan stopped by, and y'all, you know, that's when young Jonathan walks in the room, it gets you never know what's going to happen. You know, it's just. Anyway, he stopped by and he wasn't going to eat. And I said, "Oh, well, that's too bad. I made peanut butter cookies, for dessert." He goes, "Oh, well, maybe I'll be able to." Y'all, I had like, 9 of them left, after I made everybody some to take home. Y'all, he took the rest of them home. Big Fatty ate 7 of the 9 and took 2, I say, chew home. Well, that's true. Anyway, y'all, the Nip went out, night after being at the villa, and, there was evidently some shenanigans. I haven't gotten a full report, but let's just say there was an incident with a leprechaun. And I don't know anything, but y'all, I woke up Saturday morning. Y'all, there were 17 testimoniums. And y'all, I just, you know, I silenced them. A couple of them came in, and I just silenced them. So 17. But anyway, still don't know exactly everything that happened, but y'all, it was a lovely night nonetheless, and we y'all, all weekend long, it's gone down into the 40s at night. I think Saturday night it went down to like 42. Y'all, that's cold for Charleston, but y'all, we did get rain, and y'all, I think it's earlier in the week, I guess it was on Thursday that we got the rain. but y'all, I think it's washed a lot of the pollen out of the trees and the bricklies and all. And so y'all, because the wind's been blowing, but not getting a lot of any of that stuff now. So y'all, that's good. Y'all, I will say on for right, I took up the rug and I hosed down the veranda furniture and the veranda itself, because y'all, everything was covered in pollen, and y'all, it looks so nice now. Anyway, hopefully we've moved past that now. But y'all, Saturday, y'all, just a standard day for Big Fatty. Y'all, I did watch the sports ball, the Atlanta Braves, y'all. In fact, I just finished the Sunday game here on International Beaver Day, as I record. Saturday night, nothing in particular. And y'all, Durwood handed me a little secret snackette that I had for my after walk, nipple walk on Sunday. And anyway, it was it's been a very nice Sunday, y'all. My yard guy came, and he swept up with the lawnmower. It sucked up all the bricklies that were in the yard and everything. And y'all, it just all looks so nice. And, y'all, here I am, recording the little show. No LFC this week, because Vader's out there and lost wages. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Vinny! And now, as promised, one shining moment.
Ball is tipped. There you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it shows. In one shining moment, it's all on the line. One shining moment, they're frozen. Time is short and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, how that moment's gone. When it's done, win or lose, you always did your best. 'Cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reached deep inside. One shining moment you knew you were alive. Feel the beat of your heart, feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest, it's more than a race. Your best, 'cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reach for the sky. One shining moment you knew. One shining moment you were willing to try. One shining moment you knew.
Oh, Big Vinny, that's just lovely. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, it's just an inspirational thing for Big Fatty. And you know, sometimes you just need to have a little something to make you raise your head up a little higher, and that's one of the things that song does for Big Fatty. And y'all, I hope you enjoyed it. Big Fatty, you know you're gonna have an earworm all night long. I probably will. But y'all, the ladies' championship game going on right now. Y'all, they're in the fourth quarter. Y'all, I did not realize that women's basketball played quarters, whereas men's play 2 20-minute halves. Women play 4 10-minute quarters. Big Fatty, now you know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Wendy Cameron. It's been a while. Wendy, what you doing?
Bitten by a beaver.
Big Vinny, I don't think she's been eaten by a beaver. I think she's just been to that Bucky's truck stop.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.